AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says his negotiators will meet with Trump envoys tomorrow before another round of trilateral talks with Russia. Here's the AP's Sagar Magani.
Zelensky says the meeting will address a possible post-war recovery plan for Ukraine while setting the stage for meetings with Moscow's negotiators, perhaps next week. He insists sticking points, like who keeps what land, is not for envoys to decide.
That's to go to the level of leaders.
A White House official says Zelensky spoke today with President Trump, a day after the president spent very little time during his marathon State of the Union talking about the war.
The killing and slaughter between Russia and Ukraine.
Zelensky has said the president set a June deadline for ending the war and will likely pressure both sides to meet it. Sagar Magani, Washington.
House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries says the State of the Union address last night was a disgraceful performance.
Donald Trump hit a new low. He didn't communicate anything meaningful to the American people. There was no substance in that speech, but a lot of snake oil.
Iran is accusing President Trump of big lies ahead of talks in Geneva in face of a major U.S. military deployment. Former Treasury Secretary and former Harvard President Larry Summers will resign from teaching at Harvard amid a campus review of his ties to Jeffrey Epstein. Jack Rubin is a Harvard student.
We'll miss his research, but we won't miss the personal life he led. And we won't miss the taint he left on this university. So ultimately, I think I'm a bit relieved.
Summers' name appeared hundreds of times in newly released Epstein files. Stocks finished lower at the close. More information at apnews.com. This is AP News. More details about an Epstein-related arrest in Britain.
Britain's parliamentary House Speaker has told lawmakers that he tipped off police that former UK ambassador to the US, Peter Mandelson, was a flight risk. Mandelson is facing accusations of leaking information to the late convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. The UK's House of Commons said Wednesday that he had told police of information he had heard without disclosing the source. Lawyers for Mandelson said his arrest Monday at his home in North London for alleged misconduct in public office was the result of a baseless suggestion that he planned to flee the country. Mandelson was released on bail early Tuesday morning after more than 9 hours of questioning. He denies any wrongdoing. Karen Shamas, London.
A new House bill aims to stop the Department of Homeland Security's use of a full-body restraint device called the WRAP. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.